Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Ro, host of the Queen Pod. We are on a mission to offer you a companion piece to the entire Queen back catalogue, track by track. And Queen are letting us play all their music. To find out about how to support us and access some Bijou exclusives, pop along to patreon.com/QueenPod. So, without further ado, let's find out how Steve likes to walk down the street.
Let's go!
Steve walks fairly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Queen Pod with me, your host Rohan Acharya, and comedian Suze Kempner. Hello.
Hi.
And Queen documentarian Simon Lupton. Hello.
Hello.
And comedian John Robbins. Hello.
Ahoy there.
Hello. So we are going at a tremendous pace to have a look at this extraordinary song, Another One Bites the Dust, written by John Deacon, originally from the Game album, and was released as a single on August 22nd, 1980. How do we feel about this coming off the back of Bohemian Rhapsody? Good moves?
It's a banger.
Yeah.
It's a banger. It really is.
Do you think
is.
Any other band has any two hits that sound more different?
Right.
I know, yeah.
You're right. Within the first two songs, they've just said, yeah, we're really eclectic, guys. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've never actually thought about that. You just said, amazing. This song reached number 7 in the UK charts, which actually blows my mind. That was the week beginning the 21st of September 1980. But it was number 1 on the US Billboard for 3 whole weeks from the 4th of October 1980. And it is credited as Queen's best-selling single, having sold over 7 million copies worldwide, which is extraordinary to me. So it's sold more than Bohemian Rhapsody even. Is that right, Simon?
Yeah.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, go ahead, Simon. Do you want to give us one of your little amazing one-minute...
You've timed it perfectly, because the reason for that is the success...
That was purely by accident.
The success in America made all the difference. And I've sort of got Queen at this moment. It's sort of like... I've termed it as America on the cusp, if you like. Because to be successful, you obviously have to have a decent, solid fan base in your own country. And in the UK... Queen had that, you know, regular chart success by now, selling out all the major venues on tour, had done that massive free concert in Hyde Park, so and so on. But if you want to be globally successful, then the biggest territory to crack is America, and the only way to do that is to work really hard at it. And Queen had done that, and by this stage sort of almost for nearly 10 years when we get to this point. And that success is within touching distance. A Crazy Little Thing Called Love had been released the year before and had finally given the band their first US number one on the Billboard Hot 100. So the next single was going to be absolutely crucial to sort of consolidate and build on that success. And as we know, even the band themselves were unsure if this was the right next step, because they'd recorded Another One Bites Dust and weren't sure whether to release it as a single or not. And in fact, a couple of people had said they should, but it wasn't until they performed it live and Michael Jackson was at the concert and he said after them, you have to release that as a single.
Wow.
And that was what tipped the balance for them, so they did. But essentially, Queen were on the verge of becoming the biggest band on the planet, and the question was, would this track be the one that got them over the line?
Yes. The answer is yes. And
the answer is yes. Yes, it's absolutely. It's a rhetorical question.
We haven't got time for rhetorical questions, Simon. We've only got 15 minutes to discuss this song. I've got two fun facts that I must share with you guys. Enjoy fun fact number one. The song was used in a study to train medical professionals to provide accurate CPR. The bass line of the song has close to 110 beats per minute, and 100 to 120 chest compressions per minute are recommended for CPR. That's a fun fact. So you've got a load of medical professionals going dum 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 on people, which
would be
great.
Cool, wouldn't it, to wake up, like your heart's just start, you wake up and you hear another one bites the dust.
Turns out I didn't.
The very first time, well, the very first time I ever went to skiing was like 13 years old. I was terrified going down these planks, and I'd just keep singing Another One Bites the Dust in my head because I knew I was just going to eat snow. Right, I haven't got time for that. The second fun fact, the song was used in an early cut of Rocky III before it was replaced by Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
Mm. Oh, a poor decision.
Right, 80s wars. Right. Let's listen to a clip from the song. The bit that I've taken is actually the instrumental section from the sort of middle of it, which I think people just sort of forget about, but it's like crazy experimental. Let's have a listen to it. Hey, now I got to do another one bites the dust. Amazingly, John is playing most of the instruments on the track, with Roger providing a drum loop, and Brian does noises with his guitar and an Eventide harmonizer. The song genuinely contains zero synthesizers. Isn't that amazing? Mm. What do you guys think about this song? Talk to me, Suze.
I know that Brian has described the recording of this song as Freddie recording this song. He said he loved singing it and he sang it till he bled. And while I'm sure Freddie wasn't literally bleeding from the larynx, you can hear him leave it all out there in this song. He's got such a range in this song. It starts really like almost whispered, drawing us in. By the end of it, he's full on belting at the top of his range. But it really feels like it builds to that point.
It feels like this was in his wheel. Like he loved going to clubs and having it. And this was like the first track where... You know, this kind of led on to what happened with the Hot Space later, and they started.
It's such a game changer, yeah.
Amazing. How about you, John?
Well, I think this song probably musically changed Queen more than any other song they made, more than Bohemian Rhapsody, because if anything, Bohemian Rhapsody was sort of the end of that era of that song. Mm. Whereas you wouldn't have Hot Space without this, you wouldn't have an awful lot of what came in the 80s, and I think it made them realise that they could pretty much turn their hand to any popular genre they wanted to. But I think the appeal of the song is that it's an analogue recording of a digital song. Mm. And Freddie's voice plays such a huge part.
Wow, what?
It makes it so visceral.
That's an amazing phrase, amazing.
But because this song should, in theory, be done on a computer, but it's not. And because Brian is using a harmonizer, not a synthesizer, because Roger hasn't used a drum machine, he's made a drum loop. Because all of those instruments are there, it gives it such sort of sweat and power, whereby if you were to sort of concoct this in a studio, and without wanting to cast aspersions on any of the many remixes, that's why those remixes sound a bit naff.
Yes.
Because they're not, they don't feel like you're in a studio or you're in a street. They feel like they've sort of been fiddled around with.
There's artificiality creeping in that doesn't fit with the record. That's amazing. And it does feel like a proper dance floor banger. And it is. We've all gone bananas to that track at a wedding or two, I'm sure.
Yes.
Simon, What have you got to say? Because I've heard you're guaranteed to blow our minds. Guaranteed to blow
your mind. Always guaranteed to blow your mind. There are two things that are worth remembering. Just, you mentioned it earlier, but this is a John Deacon song. So we're talking about the biggest single that Queen had, and it was written by the bassist, John Deacon. So hats off to JD for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not his first big hit either.
No, exactly. What a ledge.
You could almost call this this song JD on Coke.
Oh, John, the way you folded your hands to deliver that was beautiful. So proud
I've
of
got
you. Well done.
Nothing to follow that with. what's interesting is that Another One Bites Dust is one of the most covered, remixed, sampled of Queen tracks. I think We Will Rock You is probably the most, but this comes very close. And in keeping with the fact that this was a huge hit in America, you know you finally made it when you get a Weird Al Yankovic cover.
of
which there is one for this, and it's just so funny, I thought it was worth sharing. In the bus down the boulevard, and the pace was pretty packed. But a seesaw had to stand with a perverse in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines, but we're stopping to pick up more. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus.
Wow. Ro, what a credit
really,
to them.
I'm going to really annoy you, Ro.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Come on, man. No. We've only got 5 minutes left. There's no room.
Weird Al Yankovic's. Weird Al Yankovic once took his copy of Frank Zappa's Freak Out to be signed, and Frank Zappa said, "My son Dweezil really likes Another One Ride the Bus."
Hey! Do not give a flight. Careless. All right, Emily, make notes there. We're going to have to use Freddie bleeps. All right. Okay. So, listen, if the only album you've got is Queen Greatest Hits 1, but you turn up at a Queen gig or you're in a Queen conversation suddenly and you want to sound like a deep-cut Queen fan, here's what you can say about Another One Bites the Dust. You can say, "Oh, it's a great track, but personally I prefer the singles B-side." I mean, if you haven't heard Dragon Attack, you haven't lived.
Oh.
Does that work?
Good. Very good.
Or you could just say, "Nah, it's just better live." You could always say that. It's just better live.
You should hear
it. I would say it's a poor man's staying power.
No, but we're trying to get people to sound like other Queen fans, John. Okay, so... listen, the next track coming up is Killer Queen. Are we happy? Are we happy with Killer Queen coming
up? It's another massive gear change, isn't it?
Right?
Just you're trying to get a handle on who Queen is. You're going to struggle with that as well, aren't you?
Rock opera, disco, and then Killer Queen. Well, we'll get into it, but it's like a piece of classical music. It's incredible. Yeah. So my question for you is, when Another One Bites the Dust ends... do you hear Killer Queen starting, or do you know which song comes after?
Need Your Loving Tonight?
Need Your Loving Tonight, John. What do you hear?
Need Your Loving Tonight. That's why I knew that.
I never. Yeah. Okay, Zeus, what are you hearing?
Oh, Killer Queen.
Killer Queen. This is a fun game. Yeah. Simon, how about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm...
Are you?
Six
clicks.
Yeah. I'm with John. All six clicks. I'm with John all the way. It's Need Your Loving Tonight. No doubt. No hesitation. But I think that's because the game is such a tremendous album. And I will say to you guys, if you are just a greatest hits person or you come into this pod new, if you're going to go and check out a good a Queen album to listen to a whole more of their stuff and see what their studio tracks are like, their album tracks are like, I think the game's a really good album to start with, actually. It just sounds great. It still sounds very current and fresh. And yeah, it's a very accessible album. So that is a hot tip for you. So we'll see you next time for Killer Queen. Do email us, queenpod@thequeenpodcast.com. You can comment at the Queen Pod on our socials. And you can go along to patreon.com/queenpod to see how to support us. Until next time, play Queen loud! Goodbye, everybody!
Bye!
This has been The Queen Pod, a Seven Seas Films production, edited by Sam Easton and produced by Emily Wiley. Come follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, and stay in touch by emailing us at queenpod@thequeenpodcast.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.